Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is the Thursday night edition of the program. I had to check.
Had to check and make sure it was Thursday?
Yeah. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us, of course, on the phones or online at freetalklive.com, where you've got the archive section. That's right, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. It's absolutely free. Will cost you nothing. You don't even have to log in or anything like that. You just go to freetalklive.com and there they are. You take them, give them away, pass them on, whatever. Listen to them, burn them to CDs, give them to your friends. They're free. freetalklive.com.
Speaking of free, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, and it's free to join. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, although it might be one of the biggest commitments of your life.
Yeah.
For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So the point of this show is that you can call in and talk about anything, literally political, personal, whatever is on your mind. You can hijack the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so again, plenty of time for you to make your calls about whatever you want. And we're doing a show from Tampa Bay, Florida, and right now here in Florida there is this I guess they call it a feeder band or a band of just a huge amount of rain coming through the area, and it has knocked out virtually all internet communications. So
we're lucky to be even up and running here with the satellite.
We're fine with that. It's just the internet access part is down, and that's unfortunate too, because the emails have been building and building, and really, it would take an entire show to, maybe an entire two shows, to get through the amounts of emails that we
wow.
have. We had a kind of like a period where the emails were just kind of commentary, just a few sentences from our emailers like, oh, your show's great, here's a couple sentences about one of your topics. It wasn't enough really worth reading. We're really getting some, recently, within the past week or so, we've been getting some real meaty emails with some real good issues in them. And so tonight I was thinking, let's just do a bunch of emails tonight. And of course the internet goes down. So
that's all right. I've got lots and lots of prep.
That's okay. Yeah, we've got stuff to talk about. And again, you can always control the show at 800-259-9231. Last night we ended the show with an issue about MTV. And apparently MTV has created a campaign. That's what they're calling it. It's a campaign. It's called the I Heart Social Security Campaign. I'm assuming it means love. They've got the little heart symbol, kind of like I Heart New York.
I can't imagine what else it means.
I Love Social Security Campaign from MTV, of course, targeted at their audience, which is, what, 12 to... What's MTV's demographic? 12 to 25?
I would call
12
their...
12 to 20?
I would call their demographic 24. 12 to 24.
12 to 24. So they are targeting this campaign at their demo, and I wish I had the website in front of me so I could read to you how totally asinine this is.
Well,
because it's disgusting. The method of speaking that they use... They're kind of like talking down to
yeah.
the people that are watching their channel, that are logging on to this website. You were going to say, well...
I don't know. Are we surprised that MTV is full of a bunch of socialists that would go so far as to defend the robbing and pillaging of America's young people in order to give it to America's senior citizens?
They don't put it that way, of course. And I don't know if they would admit to being socialists, but no, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, we've always known, I think, that MTV, at least anybody who's watched a little bit of it or enough to kind of get a gear for what their commentary is, their social commentary, I think that anybody who's been paying a little bit of attention knows that they definitely have a socialist leaning at MTV. But that said, they do deserve credit where credit is due, and I guess we should give them a little bit of credit, because when it was the 2004 election, they kind of masqueraded as though they were kind of an objective group.
Right. Middle of the road.
Right. They
get out and vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Mm-hmm. Just get out and vote.
Right.
But really what they're saying is get out and vote Democrat.
That's not what they were saying necessarily. I don't know.
They weren't saying that. That's what they meant.
I did not read deeply into their voting coverage. I did go to, I think it's their website, Rock the Vote.
Rock the Vote.
I did go there and check it out, but the only reason I went to check it out is because I heard that they were mentioning third parties. And to their credit, Libertarian Party presidential candidate Michael Badnarik did get an article. He did get, like what they did was, I guess, every day towards the end of the election, towards maybe the month of October, they were updating the Rock the Vote website on a daily basis, and they would have a new featured story virtually every day, I think. Their headline story with a big photo and a big headline, and one day it was Libertarian Party presidential candidate Michael Badnarik. So I had to shoot him an email and thank him for it. I mean, that was great coverage.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, they didn't, as I recall, the next day it was kind of the not-so-big headline on the site, and then after that it was pretty much gone. I don't think that they actually had a dedicated section to the third-party candidates. Now, again, this is all from my memory, so if you want to correct me, 1-800-259-9231. So they had this one article about Michael Badnarik that appeared, and I think they had one about Ralph Nader, and I think those are the only two third-party candidates. No, I'm sure they probably covered David Cobb from the Green Party. So they kind of spritzed out a little bit of coverage over the third parties, but it wasn't anything consistent. It wasn't anything decent. It certainly wasn't equivalent to what Bush and Kerry were receiving.
It was cursory coverage, but you got to kind of take what you can get as a third party.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Absolutely, and hopefully it opened at least a few young people's minds to the ideas of libertarianism. I mean, those who were going to that website that day.
Unfortunately, since the, 84? Was it 84 with Mondale and Reagan and Anderson, or was it 80? Basically the parties realized, holy crap, Anderson got a state. We can't have that. These guys could win. Do you remember Theodore Roosevelt? He won on a third-party ticket. We can't have that.
Well, I don't know if they quite realized it as much until 1992 after Ross Perot, because that's what really scared them. That's when everything changed, was after the 92, because Ross Perot got into the debates. Now, was Anderson in the debates as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ross Perot, they obviously didn't learn
butthead.
They obviously did not learn their lesson at that point. They did learn their lesson after Ross Perot got in the game in 92, got in the debates, and really stirred up the political scene, regardless of what you think of the man and his looks and his ideas. That doesn't matter. The point is, he was that third party. Might have been a kook, but he was a third party. He was getting attention.
Kooks and third parties? Come on!
Of course, he was only getting attention because he was independently wealthy, and that's the only reason why he got to where he was in the first place. If the Libertarian Party had as much money as Ross Perot has had behind him, we'd be doing much better today, too. Anyway, so Ross Perot got in the game, ended up pulling, I think it was 19% of the popular vote in 1992.
Some number like that. And that was after he wigged out nationwide.
Well, that was after he pulled out from the race, and then didn't he get back in at the last moment?
Yeah, something weird like that.
Yeah, it was bizarre. Who knows what was going on behind the scenes with that. But anyway, he pulled 19% of the popular vote, and that... how much did Anderson get? I mean, he won a state, but how much popular vote did he get?
I'm pretty sure he won a state. I'm pretty sure. I can't be positive. But it seems like I'm remembering from what it was like back then, and I was a child when Anderson was out there.
Maybe you're wrong. If you're wrong, correct him at 1-800-259-9231. If you want to chime in, 800-259-9231. So Ross Perot got in, stirred the pot up, scared the Democrats and the Republicans to death. They realized, whoa, 1996 comes around, we can't let any of these guys in. So it was at that point, I believe, that they changed the rules on the Commission for Presidential Debates. That's when they made the modification to set a 5% rule. Maybe it was 15%. I think it's, 50, I don't remember now. It's not election time, so I don't have the numbers in front of me. There's a certain percentage you have to get in a public poll to even get into the debate. How are you supposed to get a percentage if nobody knows who you are? Anyway, we'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join the fun online at freetalklive.com, where we got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent their photos in to ftl@freetalklive.com, and we have posted them on the website to prove that Free Talk Live actually does have women listening to the show, which is a little unusual in the talk radio world.
Yep.
So there they are. It's not a beauty contest. So ladies, if you're interested in being on the Shrine, the first step is you should go and check it out at freetalklive.com. Make sure it's something you want to be a part of. We think it's tasteful and,
you know, reasonably tasteful, right?
Yeah. Anyway, it's up to you. If you like what you see, send your picture in. FTL@freetalklive.com is our email address. That's and if you want, by the way, if you want to get emails for each one of the co-hosts, let's say you don't want to send a show email. Let's just say you want to communicate directly with Manwich or directly with Johnson on Mondays or something like that. You can go to freetalklive.com, check out the About page, and we're all there with little bios and individual email addresses.
And pictures of us when we were four.
Yes. So
Johnson's is really funny.
1-800, yeah, it is. 1-800-259-9231. And we're talking about MTV, Social Security. We're talking about the 1992 election. And we were just kind of, I guess, recapping that Ross Perot scared the living daylights out of the Republicans and Democrats in 1992.
Yeah.
They got a taste of it in some of the earlier elections when the third parties made a showing. But I don't think that any of those other third parties pulled 19% of the popular vote. I could be wrong. I haven't been paying attention to politics for long enough to know.
Theodore Roosevelt won under the Bull Moose Party. I mean, that's 100 years ago.
Yeah, back then I don't think that, I don't know, the attitude.
They were a little more fair back then.
Yeah, right. Right. They weren't trying to literally cut everybody else out of the game at that point.
Now you just don't get a choice.
Well, you got a choice.
You get Skull and Bones 1, Skull and Bones 2.
Bush 1 or Bush 2? Bush Light.
Yeah, Bush Light.
So they got scared, and then they went ahead and passed. They changed the commission. Actually, what it was the Daughters, I think it was the Daughters of American Veterans that were doing it.
Really?
Or Daughters of Voters or something. Some sort of female organization out there. And the name is not coming. It's not the DAV. Anyway, Female Voters Group. Women. Okay. Anyway, they were the ones that were putting the debates on. And then they said, we don't want you to do it anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to form the Commission on Presidential Debates. Now, who do you think they put in charge of the Commission on Presidential Debates?
I bet it wasn't a third-party member.
No.
No.
And it also was not an average street person, somebody who's a voter. It was the top dogs in the Republican and Democratic parties.
Makes sense.
Now, if you look at all the news coverage, it makes it seem like the Republicans and Democrats, they just don't get along on anything. I mean, if you put a Republican and a Democrat in a room together, you're
this
just going
like
to have
a cat fight.
Right, this is what you're going to have. And as a matter of fact, well, that's kind of like the game that they play. But in reality, when they want to work together, boy, oh boy, they are quite effective.
Effing the American people out of their tax dollars.
Yeah.
They like that game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they created a Commission on Presidential Debates, and then created all sorts of nasty little rules that are designed to do one thing and one thing alone, and that's isolate them from the tough questions. Not just from the third-party candidates who might be included, but also from potential audience members.
Right. None of that stuff happens.
It's all canned.
If you ask a question now in a debate, it's because you were asked to, and you better read it right off the card.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you were probably heavily screened before you even came into the place.
They've got your background check, the whole deal.
Right.
You're a life member of the parties.
There are specific topics. They even admit it during the debates. They even admit that, well, this is going to be a debate about Social Security, and this is going to be a debate about... And, of course, the debate about Social Security is not whether or not we should have it. It's whether or not we should have the Republican version of Social Security or the Democrat version of Social Security.
Right.
Nobody ever asks the right questions. And I don't mean just the people in the debates. I'm talking about the news media as well.
Well,
nobody.
They all seem to be in bed with the major parties. I don't know if that's because they feel that more people care about those parties and they're going to tailor their reporting to that.
Maybe it's because they're just so brainwashed and so ignorant.
I still believe in the First Amendment that it's somewhat working.
It's somewhat working. We're here. We're doing this show.
Yeah.
They have not busted down the studio doors of Free Talk Live and thrown us in the paddy wagon yet.
Sometimes I wonder.
Sometimes I wonder as well, Manwich, but until that day, we will continue doing this show.
Yeah.
Because, damn it, somebody has to do this show, and it's not going to be anybody else.
We're going to ask some tough questions.
Well, that's what Free Talk Live is known for. If you come on this show, and actually, I was just listening to some of our archives today as I was driving about town, and I heard one of the shows where Jason the Communist called in.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, even though we had him on for two or three segments or whatever it was, which is just unheard of in the talk radio industry.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that unless you had a guest.
You're right.
But we don't do guests.
And we don't. Yeah, you're right. We don't do guests on this show for the most part. But, yeah, in the talk radio biz, you're not supposed to have a caller on for more than 2 minutes. I mean, 2 minutes is long in the talk radio biz.
Well, we do a lot of things different.
Yes, we do. And I tell you what, man, it worked. I mean, it was a heated, intense conversation because we asked the right question.
Mm-hmm.
And if you call in
and
right
now... And he was not unarmed, let's be clear. Yeah, this was not an unarmed opponent.
No, he was quite capable of defending
himself. Not like the poor 14-year-old kid that called him.
No. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. So, Jason the Communist, we were on the phone with him, and we asked the right questions, but nobody in the press, outside of the Libertarian Party news, you know, the newspaper, the Libertarian Party, or maybe Walter Williams, or just some very, very select individuals out there, will ever even come close to asking the right questions. And it doesn't matter what issue it is. They always just assume that the only two... There's only two... Everybody in the media world assumes there's only two sides to every issue.
Mm-hmm.
You're either on the Republican side or the Democrat side. Now, here on Free Talk Live, we know that that's not the case. In fact, I was talking to a program director earlier this week, explaining to him that nobody's doing this kind of talk radio. Nobody. Okay, you've got Neil Bortz. He's a so-called libertarian.
He's a shill for the Republican Party.
He's more libertarian than most Republicans.
He is.
Give the guy credit where credit is due. I'm sure he's doing some good for the libertarian.
He supports this Bush Social Security thing.
And he supports the fair tax, which is total bunk, of course. So, yes, he is somewhat of a shill. But anyway, so there's very limited amount
of... I'd say he's libertarian enough to be dangerous.
Okay. There's a very limited amount of people out there that are asking some of the right questions. But Free Talk Live is the only one that asks challenging questions all of the time, I think. We're the only talk radio show that's doing freedom talk consistently. We're the only talk radio show that is not backing one political party or the other versus, you know, as far as Republicans versus Democrats. And
Al Savage will claim to be doing that, but it's clear he's a Republican.
So will Glenn Beck. They all Savage, Glenn Beck. They both claim to be independents. Well, if you ever try and corner them, they'll back off and they'll level a little bit of critique at George Bush to make it clear.
We don't like the way he's handling immigration. You're allowed to say anything you want about George Bush's immigration policy, and that's the only place you're allowed to disagree on the talk radio circuit.
1-800-259-9231 if you want to chime in. The status of talk radio, today's world, the elections, MTV, Social Security scam. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control and even change the topic if you'd like. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Why did Mary cross the road? The same reason the chicken did. When I come back, we'll find out what makes that trip to the other side safe for pedestrians. This is Bobby Lycus with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Play chicken in traffic and more than feathers will fly. Each year, 69,000 pedestrians are injured in the foul play when two legs walking meet four wheels driving. To prevent your goose from being cooked, here's exactly what to do. When you stroll, use sidewalks if available. Otherwise, walk on the road's left side facing traffic. Cross streets in marked crosswalks, looking left, right, left before you go. Avoid interstates altogether, and since drinking and walking can be as dangerous as drinking and driving, save the brandy sauce a l'orange for the Mandarin duck. A safe trip to the other side of the road? Now that's something to crow about. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Asking the tough questions. On Free Talk Live. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, well, most of the time. Tonight, we have a vicious thunderstorm activity here in the Tampa Bay area, and it has knocked out virtually all internet services. So
technical difficulties, please stand.
Yes, for those of you who normally are used to listening to our high broadband stream at freetalklive.com, which is absolutely free, and thank goodness it is, because otherwise we'd have to be issuing refunds right now. right now we don't have a broadband stream, but our non-broadband stream is still active.
Really?
Yes, because that's from our network, GCN. So you can,
still listen to a dial-up stream.
Yes, you can still be online at freetalklive.com and still be listening to the show.
That's pretty much generally true, too, because we have the high bandwidth stream, and that it's had trouble in the past. I mean, not often or anything like that, but, 90-something percent of the time it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But always the GCN stream is working. Is that right, generally?
To my knowledge, okay. 99% of the time.
So if you can't get the broadband, just switch over to the dial-up.
Unless GCN's internet feed goes down.
In which case, switch to the broadband. Can't both be down at the same time.
Unlikely. 1-800-259-9231. So we've been all over the place so far, talking about MTV and their Social Security campaign. We talked about the elections in 96 and 92, and how after 92 they basically created the Commission on Presidential Debates in order to keep the third parties out. And since then, that wasn't the end of it, man. Which when they created the commission and they set the rules, which one of the major hurdles that they placed in front of third parties is that they have to have, I think it's 15% in a public opinion poll as far as popularity.
Polls don't mean anything.
They mean something to the Commission on Presidential Debates, because it means an opportunity to exclude. Anyway, they have to be able to garner 15% in a public opinion poll, registered by one of the big-name pollsters. And then they'll get let in. Oh, and they have to be qualified in all the states, a majority of the states in order to win.
They didn't have, I don't recall from my childhood there being a libertarian candidate on the stage with Reagan and Mondale back then. I could be wrong.
That's a great point.
Why were they not there?
That is an excellent question. I don't have an answer for that.
Hmm.
Maybe somebody, a more experienced libertarian, one who's been with the party for longer than you or I, could call in on that one at 1-800-259-9231. Maybe there were still some sort of restrictions via the people who were putting on the debates at that point that were just still too much to overcome. And it was only Ross Perot that could have possibly, I guess, overcome those restrictions, because he literally bought his way in.
Well, I also recall Anderson being in the debates, too.
Well, maybe he had some money, too. I don't know. That's a great question. 1-800-259-9231. So they have these rules, and then on top of that, they also have campaign finance restrictions. And that's the other killer for third parties. Because they always pass new
campaign finance rules saying, we've got to get the money out of politics. We need to stop these dangerous private donations from corporations and blah, 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 blah. We got to put limits. We got to put limits on the amount of money that you can donate to political campaigns. That's where they're going with this. Because apparently, to the people in government, the PR is, the public relations is, money and politics don't mix. Get the money out of politics. Let's publicly fund all of our campaigns. That's where it's going. That's
yeah.
where campaign finance is going, where they tax everybody at gunpoint and then divvy it up and give it out to the approved political parties. Which is not good, because that means that you're going to be paying for the campaign operations of your competitors. And it already goes on today to an extent. They get what's called matching funds. So once, and actually the matching funds have been offered to the Libertarian Party before,
mm-hmm.
but the Libertarian candidates up until this point have turned it down, just on principle, which there's a debate within the Libertarian parties with as to whether or not that's a good idea.
I'd take the money. It's our tax money.
At first, I was kind of on the side of leave it, be principled, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I've kind of since then come to your side, Manwich, and said, damn, we're paying these taxes anyway. We might as well try to recoup as much as possible.
Yeah, that's how I see it, at least.
I mean, if it helps us get more voters, it's worth it, right?
It certainly doesn't. I don't think that not taking it helps us get any voters. It might appease a certain cadre of principled libertarians,
mm-hmm.
but it's not getting us any more voters.
Yeah, exactly. So they put all these rules in front of the. In front of the electorate, and they basically lock them down. The most you can give to a political candidate is $2,000 a year.
Yeah.
Or $2,000 during one campaign season. And I think it's the same amount for a corporation, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
Anyway, they keep clamping down. And
another
now
one
who's
the campaign director right. for one of these Libertarian candidates.
Now we've got the McCain-Feingold Act, which is the newest version of campaign finance reform. Which is just putting all kinds of new requirements. And these are just the basic low-level requirements that you and I might be able to understand. Once you actually get into running a campaign, then you get to find out what all the other ones are.
Wade through the paperwork.
Oh, literally. I was a campaign manager for a local campaign here in the Tampa Bay area one time. And I tell you, man, once was enough. Thank goodness I wasn't the treasurer, or I would have wanted to shoot myself. If you don't, as an example of one of the things that most people out there who vote don't even know, if you don't turn in your treasury report on time, you are fined an amount in the hundreds of dollars per day for every day you're late after the deadline.
Mm.
There is you have to do quarterly monetary reports and turn them in so people can look at them, etc. But if you're late, look out. And, of course, they make it so that the information is a little bit hard to obtain in some areas of the country, so you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants. And it's just a nasty, nasty business, politics. And it was quite disturbing when I was involved in that campaign.
Quite a learning experience, huh?
Yes. 1-800-259-9231. So, shall we get back to Social Security?
Right.
MTV? MTV's campaign, I Love Social Security. That's their new campaign, and they've actually got, like, campaign garb. They've got t-shirts, hats.
That you can buy.
Right. Crap that you can buy to show, to express your love, to declare your love to the world for this bankrupt Ponzi scheme, thuggery, pointing guns at people program called Social Security, where 15% of your income is literally robbed from you at gunpoint. This is what MTV is supporting. And as a matter of fact, Johnson, our Monday night co-host, he wrote a letter. Now, on MTV's website at rockthevote.com, and I'm sure it's right there at the front and center, rockthevote.com, you can actually click on the certain email address, and they're asking for people to email them in 200 words or less why they love Social Security. You have to email with your 200 words or less, or, excuse me, 200 words and your picture. So I sent them my picture. And I sent him my 200 words or less, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not going to read it. But Johnson's, he had a great point in there. He said, you're actually proposing to abuse the very demographic that you're intending to help. Like, by promoting Social Security, you're abusing your viewers. These kids are going to be paying for their grandparents' Social Security, and it's fine to take care of one's own family and everything, but we're taxing them at gunpoint to do it. You're hurting people, MTV.
with this campaign. And you probably don't even realize it. So I think that Free Talk Live is going to have to start a counter campaign now.
I'm with you.
We'll talk about more about that as our internet access comes up. And your calls as well, 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Girl, fight.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is the Thursday night edition, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything. Literally anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we get the bulletin board system. Literally thousands of posts, hundreds of people interacting there, and that's all free. So go check that out. All kinds of conversations, everything from the fun to the serious to the educational. Everything there, freetalklive.com.
Some are just kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of that. Anyway, just for the record, the internet high-quality stream is back online.
Sweet.
That's good. That's a good thing. So you can go check that out at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Seth in New Hampshire. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian Manwich. How you guys doing?
Excellent, on, man.
We have excellent news.
The governor was fired.
No. Okay. I'm not real crazy about that. The tactic that happened.
Interesting.
We got real political news.
Okay.
Yesterday in the House session, the red light camera bill that had come out of committee, unanimously saying we believe this should be a law, went before the full House, and the House not only rejected it by a resounding majority, but went ahead and said, we don't even want to see this show up for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So they can actually say after they've seen a bill, we don't want to see this again for X amount of time?
Yep, it's a specific status that they go ahead and they basically call it indefinitely postponed. And it means that they can't even bring the issue up again for the rest of the full session for the next until the next election cycle.
That's fantastic. Now, what was the vote?
It was 200-something to 99, which was amazing.
Not too shabby.
Now, tell me about this bill.
We went ahead and we made a difference on this one. I want to tell you what the activists did. We went ahead and we said, okay, we need to go ahead and contact these reps and call them and explain what's wrong with red light cameras. And we did.
Did you really call all 300 or 400?
They didn't call everybody because it's always clear from their voting records and you know who's worth a call and who's on the fence, et cetera. So.
You know who a waste of breath would be.
Exactly.
Got it.
Well, now explain this bill to me because I don't know everything about it.
Okay, are you familiar with the idea of a camera that when you go through a red light, it takes your picture?
Yes.
We have them all over the place in Tampa.
Well, we don't have them here in New Hampshire, and you know what? We won't for at least 2 years.
Uh-huh. Good.
If ever.
And it's less likely to happen in 2 years than it is today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little curious, not to hash the whole debate or anything, but besides that you can't prove that I was in the car, what are the other reasons why red light cameras are bad?
Well, the number one reason is that it actually statistically causes more problems.
Really?
Because you'll start to go ahead and you'll start to have accidents where, because you know there's a camera, you're going to stop short and you're going to get rear-end.
That's happened to me.
So, number two, it's missing due process. You suddenly have a camera going ahead and short-circuiting all your due process so that you get a ticket in the mail, you don't get a chance to go before a judge or anything else, and then
here's
the best
part. You can't contest that ticket?
Well, you can, but here's the thing. The only way to contest the ticket is to sign an affidavit that says it was not you driving the car and rat out the person who was driving your car.
That's nasty. That is mean.
It is nasty.
So between all the stats and violating due process, basically,
hey, so if you
we went ahead and we convinced enough people to say no, not in New Hampshire.
Excellent. Congratulations, Seth. That's great news. And it should be noted that all of this success that you guys have had so far, we've had three calls so far this week alone about New Hampshire and the status up there. There's 101 people from the Free State Project that have moved into the state. There's a couple hundred people that were already there, liberty lovers that we know of, that were already there and ready to get active. So there's really just a matter of a few hundred people that are doing anything up there. And of those few hundred, I'm sure only really 20% are really doing anything.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I would say if we had 3 to 4 times the number of people involved, we'd be doing things every single day. You'd be hearing about them.
Well, for the record, the Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire, 20,000 people who are going to be activists when they get there. People like you, Seth, people who are going to make phone calls, people who are going to show up and testify, people who are going to get out there and vote, etc. You know, there's different ways to be an activist, but people who are actually going to stand up and defend liberty in the state of New Hampshire. Now, it should be noted that when you sign up for the Free State Project, you're not saying that I'm going to move next week. You're saying that I'm going to move when the Free State Project reaches 20,000, and then once it reaches 20,000 members, there's a 5-year window with which you have to move. So it's a very long-term commitment. Although that said, there are a lot of people within the 6,000 or so who have signed up so far that are really excited, that are getting the ball rolling early. You know, they jumped the gun, so to speak. They can't wait, and they've gone up to New Hampshire and really gotten things started in a really good way. So we're really, really proud of you guys for doing the right thing.
Well, we're having a great time. It's a fun time to be here. We really are on that cutting edge, and almost every week we have somebody new moving. We have something going on. It's a fun time to be here in New Hampshire, and I just tell everybody out there, if you're not part of the Free State Project, you really should consider it because it's about liberty in your lifetime and how many other things have that kind of guarantee behind them.
I where else can you see people making a difference? I mean, it just they never do.
Nope.
And they're certainly, when they are making a difference.
The only people who make a difference in every other state are the people that want new laws.
Socialists.
Right. Seth, great call, man.
We have unprecedented access to government here. I mean, this week I was there at the State House, and we went ahead and we were sitting in on some hearings, and we're down in the cafeteria, and I'd met the banking commissioner before, and he comes over and he introduces himself, and I introduce him to people sitting with me. I mean, how many of you have ever met any commissioner in your state, let alone he comes over and introduces himself to you?
Very cool, man. Seth, we got to run. Great call.
All right.
Good news. Glad to hear from you. Thanks, dude.
Bye-bye.
1-800-259-9231. I hate being in Florida. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The show is about you, your calls, and anything that's on your mind. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. It's free. It takes you maybe a minute or two to sign up. From that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something to announce about the show. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ruth in Pennsylvania. Ruth, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, you guys are scaring me.
By the way, Ruth, Ooh. It was ladies first, so you got ahead of a couple guys that were on hold.
Well,
so.
That's the way it should be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Ruth, why are we scaring you?
You guys are scaring me. I think Florida's a wild place. Mm-hmm. First, you're heading every other state up with all your... I'm not very articulate here tonight. You're...
Take your time.
Okay, thank you. The euthanasia laws you're passing in Florida are really tough. You know, they're the most progressive in the country. And now you guys are talking about Social Security like you don't want to give anybody it. You know, it's
I
like
don't want to give anybody it.
No, it's not give. Just make it clear. Okay, man, let's make sure it's crystal clear. We want the government to stop taking your money at gunpoint, Ruth.
Yeah.
We think that people who are expecting to receive Social Security should probably receive what they're expecting to receive. But we think that the program needs to be stopped as soon as possible so every future generation and the current generations that are paying into it can keep the money that they earn. Don't you think that people should keep the money they earn?
Well, then we're turning the clock back to a different day and age. And I think, yes, but then you should do that with the young people that are entering the job market, and you should tell them that the country is a different kind of country. It's like you're on your own, and you'll always be on your own. It's like the Social Security was always expected for the workers, and you have to...
I don't expect it, Ruth.
No,
I mean,
but,
I'm 34. I do not expect to get Social Security. They'll do anything more than buy a greeting card for...
you're still young enough to build up a big nest egg if you want to. A lot of people aren't.
Well, it's hard to...
I don't think Social Security was ever meant to be your retirement. Do you?
For a lot of seniors, it is.
Yeah,
but
just bad planning, though, right?
I think that's absolutely how it was sold. Like, hey, you don't have
to worry
about it.
I'm not an expert on Social Security, but I just think things are getting really tough, and they're going to get a lot tougher.
So wait, Ruth, do you think we should end Social Security or not?
I'm no expert on it, really.
Do you think that we should point guns at people and take their money, gunpoint?
Well, I think, considering...
That's a yes or no question.
Considering how much was spent on a war for oil, you know, just think how much that $300 billion would have gone for so many other things. We're misspending our money. And
No, Ruth. The government
cannot
spend...
And then you can give everybody Social Security.
The
that
government,
is taxpayer money.
Ruth, even though I don't... you and I agree on the war. I don't think we should have gone to war either. But the government will never spend your money correctly. And do you know why that is?
They're corrupt.
No, it's because it's not their money. Have you ever been given, has somebody ever given you $100 to go grocery shopping with? You spend it the way you want to spend it, Ruth, not in the way they want you to.
I'm pretty responsible and honest.
Well, you might be responsible, but anybody who's in Washington, D.C. doesn't qualify for that word, Ruth.
Anyway, I want to ask you guys something since you were in Florida.
Sure.
And I was following the Schiavo thing. What was the real feel in Florida when that was going on? How were people? What side were people coming down on that?
I think people were split. Generally, the 75-25 split that we were hearing reported in the news. Generally,
and honestly,
I think that most people's point that wanted to see Terry, to see the feeding tube pulled, were really of the opinion that that's how I would have felt. You know?
Great call. Give us shoot us an email. Send us your picture so we can add you to the Shrine of Female Listeners. And call us again sometime, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Ruth. 1-800-259-9231. She was a good sport.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ruth. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control and bring up anything. Hour number two is on the way. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
Nice.
If you're tired...